We have Lorene from San Jose, California. How you doing, Lorene?
Doing fine. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's on your mind today?
Well, sometimes when I get in discussions with friends, they'll say things to me like, you know, but Christianity is really negative. It's a negative kind of faith. I mean, people are sinners. They have to come up to an impossible standard. And I'm a good person just because I make mistakes. I don't see why that makes me a sinner. And what's wrong with the way I am? What's wrong with the way most people are?
Right.
God loves us, so what's the deal?
Okay, well, first of all, when we get into such conversations, I think it's always good to find a place where we might agree first. And first of all, Christians, at least Christians today, and this is probably true of Christians in any day, do have a tendency to be very negative. And Christianity is supposed to be a positive message. Gospel means good news. Now, unfortunately, because the good news is that we can be forgiven of our sin, if people don't think that sin is an issue and they don't think they need forgiveness, then it doesn't sound like good news. It sounds like judgmental news. So the way I like to put it, the gospel has an evil twin brother. The good news has an evil twin brother called the bad news. And if people don't understand the bad news, they won't understand the good. Now, part of the problem with the word sin, Lorene, is it's such an archaic word, and people don't really know what it means. But the Bible defines the word sin as selfishness. In the 7th chapter of Matthew, Jesus said that the summary of following God's law was to treat people in an unselfish way. It's what we commonly call the golden rule. Treat other people as you want to be treated. Well, if sin is defined in the Bible as breaking God's laws, which it is, and if God's law is summarized in treating people unselfishly, we then have a good workable definition for sin, selfishness. And I think you'll find that if you use the word selfishness rather than sin, people can relate to it better. When people think of sin, they think, oh, you mean what, smoking, drinking, partying, having sex, some of those things the Bible condemns. The Bible doesn't condemn, on the other hand, everything that people think is a sin. So that is where I would start. Does that make sense?
It does. And I kind of try to take their approach at saying, well, do you think I'm a negative person, or am I treating you negatively? And they say, oh, no, but you're my friend.
That's a very excellent point, because you're really giving them a personal illustration and saying, well, give me an example. And by being their friend, in a sense, you've earned the right to be heard. And they know that you're not treating them like some guy standing on the street corner yelling and screaming about hellfire and brimstone and handing out tracts. So that gives you a lot of credibility. But as for it being a negative message, I know I get into conversations with people who say, yeah, I think Christianity's behind the times. And I go, well, the message of Christianity is that we as human beings have this selfish nature. And when carried to its extreme, it's the reason we have war, crime, racism, bloodshed. Do you see any evidence that the world has outgrown those things? And of course, all we have to do is follow what's been happening in the news, not just the last few years, but the last hundreds of years. And we see examples of this sin. Now, the part about being a good person, this is where the church also blows it at times. They talk as though there's absolutely nothing good in us. It is true that we have a sin nature that is hostile to God, and that we're born with this sin nature. It's also true, though, that God has given us a conscience. And in the conscience is this commentary, this running commentary on the way human beings interact. This golden rule of Jesus to treat people unselfishly is right in our conscience. I like to point out then to people that there's really no standard in the Bible that your own conscience wouldn't verify. And at that point, they realize, okay, yeah, part of me is good. That's great. That's fantastic. But I'm certainly not obeying my conscience 100% of the time. And the way I would put it to them is, do you obey your conscience as often as your own conscience is telling you you should? You see, then it's not between them and the Bible or them and God so much as them and their own conscience. Of course, that comes from God. What do you think?
Well, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense, because that way, it really, when a person's conscience bothers them, it's nobody else pointing a finger at them.
Exactly. Well, Lorene, it sounds to me like you're doing a great job. It sounds like you're breaking the mold and not fitting the stereotype Christian to them. So the very fact that they're even talking with you about it says lots.
Well, thanks.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Okay.
All right. Take care.
Bye. You too.
Bye-bye.